It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Dave and Dejanovic.
So we've got a series of smash-and-grab burglaries. A lot of looting going on in San Francisco at lots of places. And that sent the D2 Research Department down a rabbit hole, digging up how shoplifters are operating. And then really getting away with it, quite frankly, here in Utah. And I want to get into the two surprising trends that I found out about when it comes to shoplifting. And Dave wants to get into the fact that they don't get the book thrown at them at all. They don't get anything thrown at them. Yeah.
They do a big fat nothing. It was incredible. So my daughter works in retail. And, okay, listen, this is probably not something they want out there, but I'll defend why I'm telling you about this. But essentially, there's a lot of companies out there that, quite frankly, tell their employees, if you notice and you see somebody shoplifting, you've got to just let it happen. You just let them walk out the door, right? You're not going to pursue them, which I'm grateful for. I don't want my daughter chasing anybody down.
But we're not talking about the kind of burglaries and looting we're seeing in San Francisco. That's the kind of looting that's going on in San Francisco. You're just talking about people just walking out the door with whatever they want and just breezing right by the cash register.
Well, we're talking full on filling up a cart and just taking it straight out.
Shoplifting.
Now, sometimes it's this little coordinated attack, so to speak. So once she said there were two women. And they had two carts filled. And one's like, oh, I'm just going to go take this out while I pay. And they tried to do this kind of like shell game thing. And, you know, long and the short of it is they both walked out, loaded up their car, and they drove off. But again, did they call the police? No. Did they report it? No. And I want to know why not. Why are they being told, well, just let it happen?
Well, they don't want them to get hurt, Dave. Over even a couple $1,000s worth of merchandise is not worth the price of a life. But there's a couple of surprising trends. Let me run these by you, what I found out. Because after I heard about, you know, what your daughter is going through, I went through that same thing when I worked retail, was not allowed to chase, watched people walk away with stacks and stacks of Levi jeans because we put them at the front of the store on display to lure people in. Well, instead, shoplifters were coming by and just swiping them. So surprising trend number one that I didn't know anything about until I called Adam Small. We know Adam. He's produced the show many times for us here on the Dave and Dejanovic show. He also, you can hear him often on weekends reporting the news here at KSL News Radio. Well, he's also worked security for a retailer until just a couple of months ago. So he's very familiar with the trends. And he said the biggest trend that he wants people to know about is called boosting. Have you ever heard of it? Boosting.
No.
What's boosting? So let's pretend like I'm the booster.
Okay.
Okay. And you're going to boost into a store for me to steal AirPods. Or in this case, Adam says, maybe it's a vacuum.
There will be these people that will actually hire other people to steal for them. They'll say like, hey, if you go steal like a Dyson vacuum, which is worth like, some of them are like $600, what that person is going to, that booster is going to do is he's going to collect the theft item from the person that steals it, and he's going to go sell it on eBay for like, you know, $300. So that way he can just make $300-$400 and just make an easy sale because it's brand new and he didn't have to pay anything for it. And he'll tell the person who stole it like, hey, if you steal this, I'll give you, you know, $100-$200, and then I'll take the rest. So basically, like, we're seeing a lot more of this booster-type attitude where people will just come in, try to grab really high-theft items, and then they'll try to take it to a booster, make some cash off it.
And that makes so much sense. As a business model, it makes a ton of sense. which is why you need to take it seriously, right? If you're law enforcement, if you are the company, because this would work, right? And how many times have you gone onto eBay or KSL Classifieds and you're looking through and you find some stuff and you're like, oh, new in the box. I just assume, you know, someone got a wedding gift and they didn't want to return it or something like that. So, oh, I get it new and in the box. I didn't really think, oh, I wonder if this thing's boosted.
That could be what your daughter's seeing at the store she works at.
Yeah.
When people walk in and they walk out with things, they could be getting boosted by a booster like me. I'm just pretending to be one. Dave is boosting into the store for me to steal whatever it is I tell him to steal or whatever he can get his hands on. It might not matter. And in fact, Adam went more in depth. He said, you know, it depends on the time of year it is as to what these people are stealing and what's the hot item.
The trends that we saw up here, that could be completely different from, you know, say what downtown experience is or what they see down in Utah County. And so it really just depends store to store, and it also depends department to department and even on the time of year. I remember when we transitioned to summertime, we saw skincare items get stolen a lot more frequently. And then as you go into, you know, Black Friday, you'll have to worry more about, you know, toys, hot button electronics, appliances, things like that. But then as you transition to, and even all year, I mean, we see jewelry stolen all the time. That's honestly a nightmare.
So you go in, you steal a couple toys for me, and I'm going to turn around and sell them on eBay. Who's going to prosecute you for that? So you steal, you know, $200-$300 worth of toys. Anything under like $1,000-$1,500, nobody's really looking at that, Dave.
Well, and that's
what they're getting away with it.
Is the juice worth the squeeze? And I think that's where a lot of stores, police officers, prosecutors are looking at it and just saying, man, it's not worth the time and the effort. But you remember in New York City back in the early 90s, they had the broken windows policing, where they're like, if you let the small stuff go on, then that small stuff's going to turn into big stuff. And sure.
You think that's what's happening in San Francisco? It's turned into big stuff?
How could you not see that? If you see all the looting that was happening over the 2020 summer, and people largely were just not being prosecuted, right? You couldn't find them. And they were emptying out expensive stores and computers. You remember the Apple store that was raided of probably millions of dollars worth of stuff. You know, $1,200 an iPhone. How could you not see this escalation? Now they're going into Louis Vuitton. They're grabbing $2,500, $4,000 purses left and right. How many of these people are going to be really prosecuted? How much investigation will there be? Is there going to be someone held accountable for this?
This one will be big because it's a crime ring and they've stolen way more than $1,000. But what I think to your point, the point you're trying to make is you let all the ticky-tack burglaries or shoplifting cases go to the wayside and they build and build and build. And then in the end, it costs you and me more money because the stores up their prices to cover all of the items that are shoplifted.
Yeah. And listen, this is why it's so important to change the mentality. I see in Walmart, you walk into Walmart and it says, we prosecute shoplifting. Well, do they? Do they really? I hope so. I hope they do. I hope that Target does. I hope these companies that actually have the financial ability to do this. I hope that they can start setting this standard.
And they usually have some form of security, right? And security cameras there.
Security cameras, usually not much security, right? I mean, if you go to O.C. Tanner, if you go to some jewelry store.
Loss prevention department in a lot of these places. Yeah. So to your point, I agree with you, David.
Where's the crackdown? That's my question. And when you and I are paying for it, every time we go to the store and we're paying, you know, premium prices for things, not just inflation prices, but premium prices because these companies have to make up, that is a big deal. And we need to start addressing it. You ignore it long enough, and I guarantee you we're going to have the same kind of garbage that's going on in San Francisco happen here.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.